Churros, nachos, amigos, and welcome to These Hands. Welcome to Record Breakers, a music podcast about music. It's a podcast where a group of friends gather together to review albums, to talk about albums, to share with each other music, an album at a time, kind of a little book club for music, as I like to say every week. I'm Petey Rave, your man with no plan. Here with me is my team, my squad, my crew. We've got Brett.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Damn right. Drew.
These hands are small, I know, but they're not yours. They are my own.
And we've got David.
Russian deep sea fisherman Roman Fedortsov. Follow him on Twitter if you're interested in really weird fish from beyond the deep.
We're here to talk about an album. We're here to talk about a music album provided by our own David Majors. David, what do you have for us this week?
This week on the Record Breakers podcast, I have brought the brand new album from The Algorithm, the industrial, electronic, metal, chiptune-ish music act led by French and Remy Gallego, and their brand new album, Compiler Optimization Techniques.
COT, as it were. Let's talk about expectations, because I didn't know what exactly to expect when he gave us the name of the album, but it was intriguing nonetheless. Brett, what were your expectations coming into this album?
Okay, no shit. Like, I found out that this album was what we were going to listen to. I knew who posted what we were listening to. I looked at the album cover art. My assumption was, after seeing the amount of tracks, that this was going to be some crazy prog album with like five super tracks that could probably be cut up into tracks themselves. And guess what? We'll find out whether I was right or wrong.
What's the fun in that?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta have a teaser before we cut to our break.
Oh, I mean,
guys, do you need boner pills?
Yes.
Use offer code Record Breakers 4.
Who does that? Why would you do that?
Look, let me tell you about peppermint scented butt wipes from men.
Drew, what were your expectations coming into this album?
Not to be talking about peppermint scented butt wipes. I knew Deej was bringing it, and I didn't. He just sent the album name. He didn't send the name of the artist. So then, the name of the artist being The Algorithm, and it being a 43, 44 minute long album with five songs, I was like, oh, this here about to get real technical. Did it? Yeah. We'll see.
HelloFresh. Yes. HelloFresh is a, yeah.
Not use actual sponsors. Sheesh.
Guys, do you hate shopping?
Audible is a great place.
Do you guys need to build a website?
Yes. Do you have a great idea?
The great courses. Do you need to brush up any more?
Do you find yourself needing advice for software for your business?
Betterment. Invest today.
Are you having trouble getting a boner?
Right. Check out our Patreon.
Deej, how would you describe this album musically? What would be the themes and elements to catch your attention?
I wasn't really sure. I was familiar with the music of The Algorithm previously, but this album came out and it kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting a new album from The Algorithm anytime soon. But for my own ears, Remy Gallego, in recent memory, is one of about two musicians in this genre that I'm really, really enjoying. I love his overall vision and aesthetic for this project. My dream is that someday, somewhere down the line, if some bright young screenwriter makes a Batman movie starring Terry McGinnis in the distant future, the soundtrack will be done by the algorithm. And I was excited when I saw that there was a new algorithm album coming out. So I decided to give it a listen and throw it on the Record Breakers podcast.
Yeah. Brett, how would you describe this album musically?
Boy, does this at times sometimes sound like a 3D action JRPG soundtrack? like, not to, if I'm summing things up. No, this is guitar, drums, and a digital workstation making some electronic music that is prog metal.
The technical term is bleeps and bloops.
Oh, yeah. We'll see bleeps and bloops later on in my podcast notes. Let me tell you, because we use only the most technical terms.
Is there a sprung? Can you spoiler me with sprung?
I mean, I could, you know, there is now. But no, like, this isn't really this sometimes gets very big. This is a very big sound. Like, this was made to be big. Like, it's everything was meticulously placed. This was a very made album. It's not like a bunch of guys got into
a made album.
Yes, it is made to be like that. It's not something that just happened. Everything was the
made
was
album
meticulously.
Was band made. We talked about them a while back.
You don't get Ringo Starr sitting on the piano in this one, and saying fuck. This was very very produced, as you know modern music is. This is not necessarily the kind of metal, nor the prog, nor even the electronic music I normally go for, but this stuff is done well. You can obviously hear the skill in the, you know, in the guitars. The guitars are very, very processed, very, very compressed, like a tons of, let's just say there's a bunch of digital everything on this album. And it's definitely a style that you'll hear and you'll be familiar with, probably from an action JRPG soundtrack, which isn't a bad thing. That still takes skill to do. But there's other things, like obviously this was something that somebody worked on a lot. You don't make a 5-song album in 2018 without like having some like masterpiece feeling about it. This isn't something that guys just chewed up and recorded in a basement over the weekend. And it definitely feels that way because all of the songs have definite like movements to them. None of them are they start out and end at different places every single one of these songs. And they go places. And boy, when we get down to picking out our favorite of the five, we will get into more details about these bleeps and bloops.
Yes, yes. Drew, how would you describe this album musically?
The great part of getting into this record and picking this one, there's a bit of serendipity about it for me. Because I've been watching way too much of the weird theory side of YouTube, your 12 Tones and your Adam Neely's and whatnot. So then this album gets dropped on my lap and I'm like, oh, that's weird. So I get to just eat this up with all its like fucking key changes and tempo change, like all the weird time signature changes. Like, okay, dope. Because there's a lot of that. There is some mathiness in this record, which I think is absolutely great. There's a lot of technicality to it. There's a lot of very particular composition work to it. And especially when like you're one dude with like essentially like a studio musician, live musician guy with you, like you can pretty much create whatever you want, right? And he can sort of meticulously do that. I think it's great. I was not expecting the dance on this record that I got. I did not expect the electronic dance music to be such a prominent fixture in this, but it was very, very welcome, in the mix of the brutality of sort of that like chugging metal sound. It was great. It was a lot all at once. It was the best parts of the Doom soundtrack and a dance beat. Like, I can't really complain about that. And it was something that, like, there are sometimes albums where, like, I will listen through them, like, on a day I'm listening to, like, the music here. I will listen to them, like, once and go about the rest and maybe come back to it later on in the day. This is one of those ones where, like, it was done and it started, like, the auto-repeat, and I just let it keep going.
Yeah. Yes. Musically, it's really cool and interesting. It has, like, a lot of those elements from, like, the prog metal. It also has, yeah, the big part of it. Y'all have heard of the term EDM, but kids,
you can cure EDM with our pills from our sponsor.
Kids,
the technical term PD is unz unz.
Yes,
that's the technical term.
But this is largely swathed with a style of music that is prominently known as IDM. It's called intelligent dance music. It is as hoity-toity as it sounds.
Even as someone who loves music that gets hoity-toity, even I think that's silly.
It's a silly name, but a cool genre of music and fun tunes that I remember from my days of downloading big DJ mixes and big, like, drum and bass and electronic and intelligent dance music mixes off of, like, freaking Kazaa and LimeWire and Napster. They would get these entire, like, hour, 2 hour mixes that I would just, like, play in the background and just, like, vibe out to as a teenager in my listening to on my computer. Shout out to Frisky Radio back in the day, as I think I've mentioned them before on the show.
God.
Yeah, I think it mixes those styles really well in a fun way. And I think this album has a cool, complex, fun nature that lets you kind of, like, really sink your teeth into the kind of, like, the electronic and metal mix that it creates, which is really cool. Let's talk about some of the... Well, I guess because there's only 5 songs, so it's more. Let's talk about the key tracks and more like. Let's talk about what are some of the key moments. Let's talk about
Petey,
key moments.
I was going to say my first note here is this is an album of moments.
Yes, this is. Let's talk about some of those key moments and key sections. What would be some of the key moments for you, Deej?
Right now, for me, as I was listening to this most recently, the latter section of the opening track cluster, just the keys and the synths going into overdrive is just right up my alley. And I just, in my head, my headcanon is that I'm a keyboard player. A la the Jordan Rudess and the Jim Godfreys of the world. So hearing these synthy keyboards over the guitars in the latter section of this just really hit my brain in the right spot. I actually going to give you a standout track, one track, and that's Fragmentation, the second track. I feel like this entire track is just a great little musical journey. And if I had to pick one track on this album, even if it is 7 minutes, oh my God, it's kind of long. That would be the one. I feel like also Binary Space has this great hybrid of black metal blast beats and up-tempo trance music that I really, really loved. And there's a synth solo in Sentinel Node, the final track, that I would rather have been a guitar solo because I think it would have sounded better.
Mm-hmm. Brett, what would be some of the key moments for you?
All right. Well, luckily, I wrote down timestamps, kids. Timestamps, because that every time something happened here, such as on Fragmentation around the 5 minute mark, you get a fuzzed out, like, almost complete square wave, but it sort of does this. I don't know shit about shit, but it sounded very much cool, almost like an indie platformer was occurring, and somebody was like, "Oh yay, let me load this up." So at Binary Space at the 5 minute mark, I thought I was playing a Data East game, maybe an Adventure Island, maybe a Bad Dudes. I don't know. But the way that they had the arpeggiator going, it was it was a lot. It was a super scalar, at about the 2 minute mark. There's a really, really Mega Man ass sounding like staccato part, where you just, it almost, it wasn't quite the gallop, but it was right there with it. At the 7 minute 30 mark of Sentinel Node, oh my God, it's a fucking long song. There's this part that gets kind of slow. It's kind of slow. And then you look down at the song, you're like, oh, I've got like a whole shit ton left of this song. And then it starts going some places and you get that weird, the bleeps and bloops, like you said, that you would rather have been like boodle deedle, instead of the artificial. I found it to be very, very noteworthy. And when I heard it in my playthroughs, I was like, man, I never thought that would be a guitar solo, but now I'm going to have to possibly go back and listen to this and see what a guitar would sound like. But yeah, this album has a bunch of bleeps and bloops that come in, and there's a lot of like shredding, and there's a lot of chug, and there's a lot of like really good things. But how do you make words to describe that? There's a lot of rocking and rolling and some digital beeps and bloops. So,
yeah. Drew, what would be some of the key moments for you?
Well, for me, I didn't write down timestamps, but I can sort of point to some specifics here. One, if I'm going to talk about a whole track, I'm going to do Cluster, because it is almost 12 minutes, and it is a masterclass in the first track for me, because you had these like very sectioned off bits, and then you had the bits in between that sort of mixed them together little by little. You got the like a little bit of chug metal, you got the dance beat, you got a lot of technicality. And it was something that from the jump you sort of knew where you were going with it. Yes.
That's good for your T zone.
I was confused for a second. Super scalar. I'm gonna assume that's how you pronounce that. Partway through it, about halfway through, or a little bit over maybe-ish towards the end, I can't remember exactly, there's a part where the bottom drops out, and like everything gets real wavy, and not like wavy like Kanye wavy, like wavy like the whole sound, and the bottom drops out, and there's a lot of like bass tonality to it, which I really, really dug. And then Sentinel Node, the thing that stands out to me about Sentinel Node is it sounds like a triumphant like anthem, like something about the song. Just apparently this man has also done music for video games. I've noticed in my research.
Of course he has. Yeah.
From what I'm seeing.
Go figure.
Weird, right?
I figured yes. You would figure that out on your own.
Really? I didn't see that.
Hacknet, yeah, the one of the extensions he did. And then also he's been connected to a Kickstarter video game that I think is
Mighty Number 9.
I don't
9.
Know if they're funded. Yeah.
Rogue no. Star Pirates.
The Oculus Rift.
Yeah, Rogue Star Pirates versus Privateers is the name of the song. But, like, this Sentinel Node to me sounded like you've just beat a boss and, like, you're, like, traveling to the next area or something. Like, that is everything about, like, that last song, which I think is part of the reason why, like, I just, like, no, let's just give this another listen just right now. Like, let's just go. Because, like, I felt like I was riding back in the battle in a weird way, which I don't know. It was cool.
Yeah. Also, he has a MySpace.
Yeah, I mean,
still up there.
He's probably got a Daily Motion, too. Like, there's some Europe going on.
Yes. Yeah, let's bring it back around the horn and talk about some conclusive thoughts. Brett, what would be your conclusion on this album as a whole?
Well, the only conclusion that one can make is this is a very digital album. If you're into a very digital album, don't expect like, you know, your your Jack White, like, you know, warm feeling recording here. This is as digital gets, and I want to see what this looks like in 20 years because digital never ages well, but sometimes it ages in a fun way. People thought synthesizers and electric pianos back in the day sounded like the realest deal, and find out that now they just sound like those things. And I want to hear what this sounds like when we've moved way past this to, like, you know, the digital Mellotron shows up. But yeah, this thing is a very in your face. Like, this is mixed in a way that has tons of tons of dynamics. If you aren't prone to getting overwhelmed with constant, like, barrage of like musical, like, sensory overload, like, this might have a bit more than most people are into, but it's definitely cool. I would give it a try before you buy. Don't copy that floppy, give it a listen. It's 48 minutes long. You'll come out the other side and you'll be educated.
Mm-hmm. Drew, what would be your conclusion on this album as a whole?
I'm, again, one of the things that I always say that I attempt to do when I find an album like this is go back and listen to the other stuff. It's something that I definitely want to do when I have the time with the algorithm. It's something that, like I said, it has all the technicality. It's a bit heady, but I think it's more approachable than our talk of the length of the songs and, like, the intricacies and the weirdness of it goes. It's something that definitely I think everybody should give it a shot, because I think tone-wise, there's something here for everybody. And it's a good primer for, like, getting your brain to think about, like, the... like I said, the intricacies and the weirdness that music can bring. And I think there's a lot of fun to be had in that.
Mm-hmm. This is a cool album. It's cool to kind of, like, explore this, like, mix of styles. I will say, I did have a moment just now where I wondered why they didn't go with spelling the algorithm ALGORHYTHM.
Because we're dyslopedy.
Or Al Gore rhythm, like, I remember the Wonder Twins talked about algorithm tigers. Mm-hmm. Al Gore.
Al Gore.
He did help invent the internet.
He's probably got some rhythm.
Yeah, rhythm and the rhyme. But yeah, that aside, David, what would be your conclusion on this album as a whole?
For other people that might find this to cause them to have sensory overload, this is exactly the kind of thing I inject into my veins. This hits all of the buttons that fire off all of my musical chemicals in my brain. Gross. That I need and crave, that other things that might be described as organic do not do.
Yeah.
If you're intrigued, I will recommend the 2016 album from the algorithm, Brute Force. Sure, why not? I will say that I ended up listening to this album like three times on repeat, in a good way, mostly because it was just a great vibe album for me, and it's great for boss fights.
Yeah.
Going through some boss fights, listen to the algorithm.
In video games or in life,
like you do.
We've all got our boss fights. This brings us to our boss fight of the episode, the main event of the evening.
I beat my boss my boss fight mid show. So
yes,
my materia is. I'm
a dummy.
Yes. We've got our haiku reviews. Let's get down to it. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Haiku numero numero uno. Brett, what is your haiku?
Tons of bleeps and bloops. Obviously, there's more here. distinctively rich.
Yeah, yeah. Drew, what is your haiku?
Folgers 100% Colombian coffee.
Brutal and well-made. A short, sweet surprise album. Technicality.
Yeah. My haiku. Brainy tech metal will make you will take you for a wild ride with fun twists to find. I couldn't speak. David, finally, what is your haiku?
Aesthetic metal with bleeps, bloops, crunch, and punch. Focuses the mind.
Fine. There's too much rhyming involved in that. I'm gonna 5-yard penalty. You did it too well.
Automatic first down. But yeah, those are our haikus. Those are our complete thoughts on the algorithm, compiler optimization techniques. Go check it out. It's on our Spotify playlist. Play Record Breakers the home game. Follow along at home. You should have already. In fact, what you should do now is listen to next week's album, which will also theoretically hopefully be there. We'll see. It didn't work out that way last time. It's going to be provided by Brett. Brett, what do you got for us next week?
We're going to have something very similar to what Deej brought. We're gonna go to Kenny Burrell and the album Midnight Blue.
Yeah, so look forward to that. So that'll be next week, but that is next
very much on Spotify.
Yes, but that'll be next week, and this is this week, and you can of course find us all over the internet. David is at Call Me DJM. Brett is at Hibbity Bibbert HIBBITYBIBBARITY. Drew is at XDrucifereX. I'm at PD Rave. The show is at 4 Record Breakers. That's the number 4 Record Breakers. RecordBreakersPodcast.com is the website. Rebelli.net is the website on top of the website, where we have this and other shows. We're on YouTube at Rebelli TV as well. Just give us feedback. Let us know what you think of the album. Let us know what you think of our faces. I don't know. Give us your haikus. Those are wonderful. Just let us know what you think in any way or form. Give us some reviews on iTunes and other places. You know, do all things.
Give us a 5 stars on iTunes. Don't be a hater.
And send all of your hate messages to who gets them this week? Is it at King Kaz? Yes,
at King Kaz. All do all the things and like, share, subscribe, do everything. Until next time, hasta los huevos.
Toodaloo.
Right into my veins.
Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.